and being reminded of the power of God. And I love to worship the Lord. And you know, in heaven, they don't get tired of worshiping. They're worshiping right now. They're singing, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Amen. Which is, which was, and is to come. Amen. And they're worshiping God. And I believe that when we copy what heaven is doing, we get heaven on earth. How many believes that? Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, I feel led by the Holy Spirit to preach on the power, to still preach on the power of our words. How our words are real important. Listen, your words will either build a bridge or they'll destroy the bridge. Your words are so powerful. Your words are so valuable. Did you know Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified and by your words you'll be condemned? And so you need to watch what you say. Amen. Be careful what you say. And listen, one example, how many believes our greatest example is Jesus Christ? And when he was crucified on the cross, and when they were whipping him, and when he was going through that suffering, you know, how many agrees he didn't say a whole lot, did he? No words were spoken, but his love was shown for us. Amen. And so I just want to read a scripture here out of James chapter 1, or James chapter 1, verse 26, verse 27. And it may not be, the verses may not be on the screen this morning. So if you, this is a good time to have your Bible this morning, and it's always good to bring your Bible. I'm pointing a finger this morning. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 26. James said, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." And then in verse 27, he says, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." Now, when we say, usually when we say the word religion, people kind of think in a negative way. Religion is all about man's attempt to get to God, but a relationship is all about God's attempt or pursuit to us. But in context, how many knows context is important when you're reading the Word of God? Context is important. And when he says in here, pure and undefiled religion, listen, this is all he's saying, serving God. That's it. That's all he's saying, serving God. And so, but at verse 26, I just want to place a focus on here. It says, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion," or serving God, "is useless." I want you to listen to me closely this morning. Only God can tame our tongue, but we have the responsibility to bridle it. I'll say that one more time. Only God can tame our tongue, but we have the responsibility to bridle it. I don't know if y'all heard about this or not, but there was an employer and an employee. The man accidentally called his boss on accident and didn't know the phone was live. And man, he was just really upset at his employer, his boss. And man, he's just talking about his boss like a dog. And guess who heard it all? The boss, the employer, heard everything, and it was bad, and he got fired because he overheard the conversation. He eavesdropped, overheard, and listen, it went to court, and it was a big mess. But I'm sharing with you that example is you better bridle your tongue, and you better be watchful and careful what comes out of your mouth. And listen, I know we come here on Sunday morning and worship the Lord, and I love it. I love to worship God. But Monday through Saturday, you better bridle your tongue. Because listen, I'm telling you, people who gossip to you will gossip about you. And so I'm telling you, we need some mouths that are holy and clean before God, that won't run people down in the ground. Amen, church. Amen. That won't judge people, but that will lift them up and encourage them. Listen, when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, there are some things we just need to be quiet about and things we need to be really loud about. The one thing we really need to be loud about is Jesus died for you. He loves you. He rose from the dead. You have the power of the Holy Spirit living in you. I don't have time to talk about other people. I don't have time to gossip about other people. I don't have time to be negative. Now's the time to lift your brother and your sister up and say, "You know what? I'm tired of talking about people. And as a matter of fact, I'm tired of you talking about people. Can I get an amen this morning? And so God says, listen, God, I'm calling you, I'm raising you up to have a clean heart and a clean mouth before me. Amen, church. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do? Well, before we speak, we need to think. Before we speak, we need to pause and say, is this going to be helpful? Is this going to be true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Is somebody going to get any help out of this? Or is it just simply talking about people or the problem? Now, just as a bridle in a horse's mouth doesn't immediately tame the horse, we go through a process to tame our tongue. We should pause before we speak. There's three groups of people when it comes to this. Three types of people. I don't know which one you may identify with the most. There's some that don't think before they talk. There's some that only think during they talk. And there's some that think after they talk. Oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, man. Listen, I'm here to tell you, you need to think before you talk. You need to pause for a minute before you get all mad and emotional and post that post on Facebook and get on Twitter and get on there. I'm going to tell everybody how mad I am and how angry I am. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to help you. It ain't going to help nobody. But if you'll go on a word fast and a Facebook fast and a Twitter fast and an Instagram fast and say, I'm not going to talk about anybody. Listen, you keep your temper to yourself. Nobody wants it. Can I get an amen this morning? And so God is calling us. God says, if you want revival, stop talking about people. If you want revival, stop running people down in the ground. If you want revival, you need to stand up and say, all I'm going to speak is thus saith the Lord and nothing else. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm so tired of politics, people running people down in the ground. Can I preach just a little bit this morning? Listen, there's some people that need to learn how to bridle their tongue. Listen, if it ain't going to help nobody, be quiet. If it ain't going to help nobody, the best thing you can do is hold it in there, give it to God, and say, you know what? From now on, when I speak, I'm going to speak encouraging to people. I ain't got time to run people down in the ground. You don't have time to run people down in the ground either. We are here to help each other. We are here to encourage each other. We are here to set each other on fire. When you fall, when you sin, when you make a mistake, I say, you know what? Nobody's perfect. Let me help you up. I'm not going to kick you. I'm not going to stomp you down in the ground because I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that redeems, sanctifies, and justifies. Amen. Well, can I get an amen? Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. So God is telling us, listen, we got to be able to bridle our tongue. You say, well, if you're saved, you shouldn't be able to have to bridle your tongue. Wrong. There are some things, as Christians, as believers, we say stuff. Listen, I've heard so much stuff this past week, I'm sick of it. Can I get an amen? And let me tell you who else is sick of gossip. Let me tell you who else is sick of people not bridling their tongue. Him. Jesus. He doesn't like it either. And so God has called us. Listen, if you have something to say about the person, go to the person. Just talk to them. Amen, church. Listen, we go through a process. James chapter 1, verse 19 says this. And go to verse 19 in that same chapter. He says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. People that have a problem with anger have a problem being slow to speak. Y'all see that? Slow to speak, slow to wrath. And so people that are always angry all the time, they're always mad about something. There's no peace. There's always anxiety. It's because they are talking more than they're listening. And if you'll start listening more to God and just be quiet for a second, and just be quiet for just a little while and say, God, it's in your hands. Anything I say right now, it's not going to help. I'm going to be quiet about it. I'm going to let God work it out. God is in control. He's sitting on the throne. I can't defend myself like God can. Listen, if you're right and you're walking in the right and you're correct, there's nothing to be worried about, and you don't have to keep trying to defend yourself. Just be quiet, be still, and know that He is God. Amen, church. Be still and know that He is God. Listen, people, listen, you're going to get talked about. You're going to get criticized. There's going to be people say stuff without thinking. And you know what you got to do? You got to be like Jesus and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're doing. But they keep running their mouth and keep running their mouth and keep running their mouth. And God is saying, I just want you to be still. Just be still and rest in my presence. Just be still and know that I am God. Amen, church. See, when we guard our heart, we keep ourselves from trouble. We keep our soul from troubles. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23 says that when we guard what we say, we have less drama in our lives. Hallelujah. Would you turn over there, Jane? Let's read it together. Proverbs 21, 23. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his mind and so from troubles. And if you'll just guard, listen, just go a day without complaining about somebody or talking about somebody in a negative way, and just guard your mouth, guard your tongue, and listen, before long, when you do it, a week goes by, 2 weeks goes by, 3 weeks go by, all of a sudden you'll be like, man, I'm not having that many problems today. I'm not having that many, there's less drama. Oh, wait a minute. I'm doing what the Bible told me to do. Guard my mouth and guard my words. And I'm here to tell you, if you air out your dirty laundry all the time, don't be surprised that you got problems on top of problems on top of problems on top of problems. But if you'll just guard your mouth and guard your tongue and say, you know what? God's in control. He knows my hurt. He knows what I'm going through. I'm going to give it to Him. And I'm going to say, in the presence of my enemies, I will feast and I will be at rest. Amen, church. Hallelujah. So God has called us to pause, think before we speak, and we show wisdom when we restrain our lips. Here's an acronym to remember when we remember to pause before we speak is WAIT. So when you're about to say something, something's about to come out of your mouth, think of WAIT. Why am I talking? Why am I talking? And if we'll just ask ourselves that question, why am I talking? Is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Is it helpful? Is somebody going to get help out of what I say? Because if somebody ain't going to get help, and you say, well, how will I know, preacher? How will I know, pastor? You'll know. You'll just know. You'll just know whether or not it'll help or not. So why am I talking? And so we also need to ponder. We need to think about what we're going to say. Not only do we need to think before we say something, we actually need to wait and ponder on it for a while. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, I just want you to turn there, Proverbs 23, verse 7. It's talking about the words, talking about the mouth. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. All right? So as a believer in Christ, we believe our identity is found in Christ Jesus. So when you pause and think, you're not just going to say stuff right off the top of your head. You're going to think about it, and you know what's going to happen? Deep down in your spirit, you're going to find the Word of God in you and what to say. But you know what the devil will tell us? Well, if you keep waiting, you wait too long. Listen, you wait too long, you're not going to say the right thing. You're going to mess up. Listen, it's good to wait. It's good to wait, not to speak out too much, don't speak too much, and don't speak too quick, because it'll get you in a lot of trouble. So we should ponder. When we ponder on what we're going to say before we speak, we think not only with our mind, but also with our heart. And that's what we believers need to do. If we pause and consider what we're planning to say, we can think about our words that's in our heart, not just in our mind. This is important because our heart was cleansed when we got saved. And we need to tap into the spirit, right? Their spirit and soul. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is a discerner of the soul and spirit. Y'all with me? So there's a difference between the soul and the spirit. Your spirit got saved, but your soul needs renewal every day by the Word of God. And so when you ponder and think and say, Lord, help me to say what I need to say, or help me to do what I need to do, that is when you can think about what's in your spirit, not just in your mind. Does that make sense this morning? And so it's very important for us to slow down, and our converted heart can tell our renewing mind what to say, so we can always speak life and not death. One more scripture I want to read, Jaden, this morning is Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. You say, well, pastor, you told us we needed to stop and think about what we're going to say. We need to stop, pray about it, but you also need to get into the presence of God. and worship the Lord. This is what the Bible says. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone." Look, when you get in the presence of God, you understand you have an unclean mouth. See that? He got into the presence of God. Look, then all of a sudden he says, "Woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Next verse. And then one of the seraphim, the angels, flew to me, and having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the tongs, with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with that live coal, and he said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged." Do you see what happens when you get in the presence of God? I'm not saying there'll be actually a live coal to you that'll be put on your lips. But today, when you get in the presence of God, there is a spiritual live coal that God, the Holy Spirit, puts on your lips, and he cleanses you and he convicts you. And the more you get into the presence of God in your prayer closet, the more you get alone with God, the more cleansing that God gives you. And all of a sudden, you'll find yourself not being negative and not talking about people or saying things that you shouldn't be saying. Y'all with me this morning? So when we confess, when we get into the presence of God, he redeems us, but he also redeemed our mouth. Transformation, listen, the quality of your words, the quality of your life is dependent upon the quality of your words. If you live this life and never learn to bridle your tongue, you're always going to have unnecessary, uninvited problems come into your life. I'm just serious. I'm being real this morning. It's the truth. And we must learn how to speak things that are only for edifying and lifting each other up. You know, think. Everybody say, think. Is it true? It's an acronym. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And is it kind? Think about what you're saying. Think about what you're saying. Listen, you've got to understand that God... Listen, can you go a whole day without talking about someone? Can you do it? Can you go a whole week without talking about someone who may have done something you didn't agree with? Can you go a whole week? Now, we say we can't, but I'm going to tell you can, okay? Because the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You can do it. You can do it. Amen? We've got to understand that the value of our words, right? You know what the first thing we do, like when we get hurt or something, when something don't go right, we immediately want to get on social media, don't we? Get on there and post it, and immediately we want to go to everybody else except for the person or whoever it is. I'm preaching this morning, and I know some of this is not a real shouting message, but we need to know something here. Listen, this church and the kingdom of God is not called to be a gossip pit. It is called to be a launching pad for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, church. This place, we are called to preach the gospel and to tell the gospel. Amen. This past week, can I just tell you some experiences? You say, "Pastor, you're always preaching about what you go through." Well, get used to it. It's the way I preach. But this past week, even this past week, we were talking to somebody, and somebody said something, I mean, just about somebody. Didn't really need to say it, but they said it. Say, "You know, so-and-so, you know, they were at this store, and he said that this person offered to buy this person their food and their buggy and everything, and they had beer in there, and they bought their beer, and I just don't know about that, and just kept going on and on about this person. Now, I didn't really need to know that. But the reason why people get bad reputation and the reason why rumors get started is because people talk about each other too much. And they've got to learn how to quit talking about each other and say, you know what? You know what I did? I didn't say anything. I made it really awkward. I didn't say nothing because I knew right then, wait a minute, this is going the wrong way. Because what if it wasn't true? And what if the context was different? Because I guarantee you, you ask five people, eyewitnesses, especially in the court of law, you tell, hey, what do you see? Every one of them about say the difference. Every one of them will say something different. And that's why you cannot believe everything you hear, because everything you hear is not true. And you know what I did? I didn't say nothing. I just kind of looked at it. I looked at him, and it was an awkward 50 seconds or so. Man, I'm serious. We didn't say nothing. It was so awkward. And then he just changed the subject. You know what we need to do? When it comes to talking about somebody, your family members, right, whoever it is, you know what you need to do? You just need stop. Just let God take care of it. Y'all with me? God will take care of it. Don't you trust in God? Don't you have faith in God? And listen, just make it awkward. Be the king of awkwardness. Make it awkward for people. You don't have to say, you don't need to be doing that. You don't have to tell them they don't need to be doing that. If you just be quiet, they'll get the hint. Amen, church? Amen. Hallelujah. Because we've got to learn to understand, Lord, place that live coal, that burning hot coal on my mouth so I'll say what only you want me to say. Amen, church? Amen. Are y'all getting something out of this morning? The value of your words, they're so important. So important what you say. Amen. So let's go a week. Let's go the rest of our lives without pouring out and hashing out trash and garbage in people's ears. Right? Some people will say stuff, it's so unnecessary, it's not even relevant. How many's been there before? Or you heard somebody talking to you about something and it wasn't even relevant or pertinent to whatever the situation is, and it's like, why is this person telling me all this stuff? I don't even need to know it. Amen. Okay. What is the reward for bridling your tongue? What's the reward? Psalms 34, verse 12. I'm going to show you what the reward is. And man, you're going to shout and you're going to be like, man, I think I'm going to bridle my tongue. I can't tame it, only God can. But there's going to be situations in my life where I'm going to have to bridle my tongue and be careful what I say. Who is the man who desires life? Who desires life in here? Who loves many days? Who wants to see good? Next verse. Then keep your tongue from evil and your lips from lying and speaking deceit and spreading rumors and negativity. Amen, church. Next verse. And depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You want a long life? You want uninvited problems? Do you want to be Christ-like? Speak words of positivity. Right? Speak words that bring life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. It's in the power of the tongue. And be like Jesus. You know, when they asked Jesus who he was, he says, you say that I am. Jesus didn't go in some theological discourse to try to explain. He just said, you say that I am. There wasn't a whole lot to say during that time. And he demonstrated his love. Now I'm here to tell you this. You become a smarter person when you speak less. Y'all with me? But if you don't have time to stand still and let God move and let God take care of the situation, you're just going to keep going from mess to mess to mess to mess to mess. Because every time you talk about people and every time you run people in the ground, every time you do this, I'm telling you, it's not going to be good. It just ain't going to be good. But if you'll get into the Word of God and say, you know what? I'm going to run my race. Every one of you here this morning, and I'm almost done this morning. Every one of you has been given a specific race. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Right? God has not called us to be a busybody. And you know, the Bible talks about that. They go back and forth getting in other people's business, right? God hasn't called us to be in other people's business. Amen, church. He hasn't called us to do that. He's called us to love people and be there for them. Now, if they need help and they want to talk about things, then talk about it with them and help them. Be there for them. Because we got to talk. We have to have somebody to talk to. How many agrees with me on that? You have to have accountability. You got to have that. But man, don't get to the point to where it's all about people and not about vision. Where it's always talking about people and not talking about vision. Some people just talk about people because that's all they got to talk about. But some people talk about vision and the gospel. And I want us to be those people that talk about the gospel and vision and what we can do for the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. And there's some things, listen, there's some things that said you don't really need to hear about people. And you know what it does? It changes your mind and it changes your perception about that person. All because somebody said something. So-and-so said this, so-and-so said this. I don't want to hear what so-and-so said. I want to hear what God said. I want to see the fire of God burning everyone. Amen, church. And I believe, listen, I believe God's going to use every one of us. Now, I know this was probably not the most shouting message in the world, but this is a message that we really need to take to heart, that we really need to learn. And I guarantee you that if you'll just talk less, listen more, pray more, there'll be less and less uninvited trouble in your life. And you'll see long life. What does the Bible say? Didn't we read it this morning? Long life. Many days. And let me tell you something. People will start going to you because you gain a credibility. Because you're not wasting your time pushing people down in the ground. Well, you know about that person. They come in the church and we know what they're all about. And they sin. And you know what they said? I don't care who they are. I don't care what they've done. I don't care where they've been. They are welcome to the house of God. It's an invitation. All who are weary, all who are thirsty, all who are hungry, come to the bread of life and drink of the water of life freely. Everybody say it's all about love. And it's all about kindness. Amen. We're not called to treat people as they treat us. We're called to treat people based on what Christ did for us. Amen, church. Y'all received this word this morning. Amen. This is my prayer today, and I hope this is your prayer too. Lord, take a live coal and burn my lips. Let it touch my lips to cleanse all that nastiness out of my mouth. Clean my mouth so that I may not tarnish somebody's reputation, so that I may not tarnish somebody, but I can lift them up and edify them and encourage them. Amen? Amen. Amen. Y'all receive it? If you do, say amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know who God is talking to here this morning, but whatever need you have, whatever it is, listen. This altar is open. If you need a relationship with God, this altar is open. If you're not saved, get saved today. Right? If you want God to help you in what you say and what you shouldn't say, listen, ask Him today. Ask Him this morning. Come up to the front. Find someone in the crowd or find me. I'll pray with you. Lord, help my mouth. Cleanse my mouth so that I may speak what is good, necessary, and kind and true and instructive. Amen? Let's lift our hands together right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for touching every one of us. And Lord, if there's anyone in here, Lord, that you may be dealing with, Lord, if you're dealing with them to come up to the altar to pray, Lord, I pray that they would yield to that. I pray they would yield to your voice. And Father, I pray that you would touch the mouth of every individual here today. Lord, that we may speak only what is good and praising and uplifting to you, God. Because, Lord, we are called to speak good. We are called to speak evil of no one. And Father, we want a clean mouth and a clean heart. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we're going to worship the Lord right now, if you have a need, come on up as they sing. Let's just pray. Let's just pray and seek the Lord right now.